Hello then, it's Johnny, and yeah, just thought I'd give you another thing for now. I had some thoughts going all the way through my head today, so I just wrote something down and thought I'd now gone about it. I heard someone in the town centre today say Eminem is said the same backwards, and I think apparently that was on one of his songs, but it's not, because if you said Eminem backwards, it'd be Menime, which is not Eminem, is it? And also, someone said Hannah is said the same backwards as well, but it wouldn't. That'd be Anna. Somebody with no brains. Also, they put benches in town centre. Well, we did the benches. And what they've decided to do now, if you talk about Swindon Town Centre, by the way, they put benches there before, and they've put some new ones in under a new tree near Shakeaway. I think it was over near there anyway. And what I noticed was that usually them benches, or benches like that, you always find that the birds have crapped all over them, right? Which is a stupid idea if you're putting seats in a town centre and you're trying to keep it tidy. They've already messed the floor up because they've changed the floor so you can see all the blood and guts easier. And now they've just made it all so if you want to go sit under a tree, then you're gonna get crapped on by the pigeons. So that seemed a bit pointless to me. And also, on the bus, I get a Wiltshire Day Rover ticket, right? That's £7. It gets you all the way across Wiltshire. The bus drivers know it exists, but they don't know how to put it on their ticket machines. And the last four bus drivers I've had to show how to do it. And yeah, so that's not really professional of that certain bus company. It's actually both of the bus companies that run in Swindon that have, well, the main ones that don't know how to do it. I know how to do it on Thames Down, I don't know how to do it on Stagecoach, but whatever happened, yeah, they don't know how to do it. So I've had to show them how to do my ticket. At college today, I was teamed up with somebody who I'd not worked with before, and everyone seems alright with working with me, except for this one guy. And usually I'm okay with people saying, oh, I don't want to work with him, blah, blah, blah. But the way he came out with it, right, basically the college guys, tutor, the lecturer, said, and you're working with Johnny. And he goes, what? Like, really angrily. And, you know, I don't care if he doesn't want to work with me, that's fine. It's the fact that he was shocked that it was me that he had to work with. And to be fair, it ruined my day. So, you're a cock. And also, the word job today I noticed, because I went to the job centre for the first time in a year and a bit. I think, right, the word job is a bit degrading. It sounds like an old word, and work sounds more appealing. A work is something you're working, you know, it's work, if that makes sense. A job is, yeah, obviously you've got a job. Job centre, job. I think it's job that makes it sound shit. Like if it was the work centre or the work exchange, not labour exchange, because old, then it might sound a bit more appealing. And why are they all pluses now? There is no just job centre. It's job centre plus. But surely plus means there's extra added on, and they're all the same. So how can they all have extra added on if there's not original ones as well? It's like Tesco Extra. When you got Tesco Mini or Tesco Little or whatever it's called. And the Tesco Little ones, they are little. They're called Little Tescos because they're little. The big Tescos is called Tesco Extra because it's got extra stuff in it. So what's the difference between a regular job centre and job centre plus when job centre plus is the only one that exists? And yeah, by the way, before I go, I've been washing cars before I go to bed. Not real cars, they're toy cars. I'm helping with an animation. Well, I'm actually doing my own animation tomorrow for a road safety thing, and some other college people are doing it as well. Yeah, they're using my brother's toy cars. Right, I'm gonna go. I'll see ya. Well, if I find any reason to complain again tomorrow, then I'll complain then. Goodbye. Aye, aye.